is no home like a quiet home. Based on an old Yiddish story. Once upon a time, there was a man named Jacob. He was a hard working man. And every day when he came home to a small cottage, he was tired, awfully tired, exhausted. And it just so was so longing for a peace and quiet. But when he opened the door, wow, it just like an ocean of noise came over him. He heard all his children chatting, laughing, yelling, bragging, whatever. And on top of that, he heard his little baby crying for food, for attention, for quiet. And he heard his wife trying to control the noise and the disturbance while cleaning the house or cooking. And then Jacob just sat down in his favorite chair, closed his eyes, and just was trying to shut out all the noise. And he only thought, oh, I can't cope. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm so, oh, it's making me mad. And what you do when you can't cope anymore? Then you go to your rabbi and you say, Rabbi, please, please help me. You know how I'm living in a small cottage, and I'm working all day so hard, and when I come home in the evening, I'm longing for peace and quietness. And now, no, I understand, the rabbi, I really do understand. No problem. I have an advice for you, and please follow it up. Nope. Don't say anything, just do it tomorrow when you come home. I don't know how you will do it, but take along with you 25 chickens and take them into the house. Yes, but quiet. And Jacob went. And the next day, when he came home from his work, I don't know how he did do it, but he had 25, no, even 27 chickens, and he took them all in the house. And it was such an overwhelming chaos. His children playing and laughing and shouting and bragging and yelling and whatever. And the little baby was crying for attention and food and warmth. And then the chickens, they were all over the place, everywhere they were, and the children started laughing and playing with them, and it was even much more noise, and his wife trying to control the chaos while rattling with pots and pans to make a nice dinner. Jacob, he could even think. He just sank down in his favorite chair, trying to shut out all the noise, even trying to keep his ears covered. It didn't work out. It was too much. And he just was thinking, only thought he could have, Rabbi, Rabbi, what did you do to me? Why, Rabbi, he said the next day, why? Why this advice? Keep quiet, Rabbi said, just keep quiet. When you come home tonight, be sure the 27 chickens are still in the house, and you take along with you 12 goats. Ah, don't argue. Jacob went, and when he came home, he couldn't, he had 11 not no 12, but 11 girls with him. And he brought them into the house. And he scattered all over the place among the chickens. And he started making their noise, and the chickens started making their noise, and the children taking their noise. And on top of that, the small baby was crying. And his wife was yelling to keep order among the chaos, while rattling the pots and pans to make a very good and decent meal. And Jacob, sank down in his favorite chair. He just said, he almost started crying. "Please, dear Rabbi, why?" he said the next day. And the Rabbi said, "Come on, Jacob, just listen to me. Did they ever give you bad advices?" "No," said Jacob. "Your advice were always very good. So, keep quiet, just listen to me. When you come home tonight, be sure that both the chickens and the goats are inside your cottage. And this time, take along with you 3 cows." "Ah!" Jacob couldn't say anything. He just bowed his head and left. And fetched, I don't know how he did do it, but he fetched 3 cows. He took them along, brought them into the cottage, and tell you, it was really, really overcrowded. The cows were booing. The goats were making their noises. The chickens were all over the place, flying and making all the incredible noises. And the children, they had fun, or they were angry, or they start yelling, or whatever children do, they make such a big noise. And above, on top of that, the small baby crying for food, attention, warmth, quiet. And his wife trying to create order in the chaos. While he was preparing a very nice meal and rattled the pots and pans. I guess, I'm really quite sure, on the next day, that Jacob was almost walking on hands and knees to the rabbi. "Rabbi, please, please, please. I don't understand. As long as I live in this town, this small village, I always come to you for advice. And all your advice were so good. All your whole counsel was marvelous, was great. It did work out all the time." "So," said the rabbi, "don't ask questions. Just do what I say. Do what I tell to you. And I tell you this time, don't worry. Come home. Come home this afternoon. And be sure there is no chicken in the house. There's no goat in the house. There's no cow in the house. No cow in the house. Just go in." And Jacob didn't understand it anymore. Okay. And then he went home this afternoon, and he opened the door. Something had changed. It was just like all the noise of the children, without the chickens, without the goats, without the cows, were just a marvelous song, a melody, and a harmonious. And the crying of the little baby, crying for food and warmth and attention and quietness, it was just a beautiful song. And even his wife, trying to regain order in the chaos. It was just a beautiful song as well. And rattling the pots and pans was the beating beats and the music. And Jacob sat down in his favorite chair, smiled, listened, and only thought, wow, life is good this way. And the next day, of course, the rabbi asked him, "And Jacob, tell me, how did it go?" "Okay," said Jacob. "So now you know. But I have a little test for you. If you go home tomorrow, and I know it's the birthday of your wife's birthday tomorrow. So invite people all around. Ask half the village to come over to your party. And if they want to take their kids along, it's okay. I'll just ask from you. Be part of the party, and enjoy yourself." That's the test. That's the test.